Thank you, Mr. President. Ireland aligns itself fully with the statement of the European Union. Ireland adds our congratulations and our thanks to you, Mr. President, for your dedication to advancing the goals of the protocol. We also wish to thank South Africa and Mr. Angus September for all of his efforts. Mr. President, Ireland attaches great importance to Protocol 5 and its full implementation. It is vital that Protocol 5 obligations, including in relation to marking, clearance, removal and destruction, as well as education and victim assistance, are respected and implemented in full. We also call for the integration of gender perspectives into this work, particularly in relation to the collection of data and the provision of victim assistance. My delegation also believes that a renewed focus on the value of implementing the best practice provisions set out in the technical annex can help strengthen the work of this protocol by markedly reducing the incidence of ERW during armed conflict. Reports indicating a significant rise in the number of victims of ERW are deeply concerning. It's clear that the use of explosive ordnance, including the use of cluster munitions, explosive weapons, mines, both anti-personnel mines and MOTAPAM, and IEDs create long-lasting and complex harms. Their use creates extensive contamination and pose unacceptable and long-lasting threats to civilians and civilian infrastructure. They also impede humanitarian access and recovery and the achievement of the SDGs. President, Ireland joins with the EU and other states in urging all those that have not yet done so to join Protocol 5 as soon as possible. The universalisation of this crucial instrument is of utmost importance, and we welcome the Philippines' accession this year. We are particularly grateful for your personal efforts, Mr. President, in reaching out directly to states to encourage them to join and in creating a better understanding of any perceived barriers towards universalisation. It is unfortunate that universalisation has been slow, and your work will go a long way in defining a tailored approach towards overcoming obstacles to adherence. Ireland also further encourages states that are party to the protocol to meet their reporting and transparency obligations. These obligations are crucial to its effective implementation. Protocol 5, widely adhered to and fully implemented, has the potential to significantly reduce the civilian casualties that occur after the end of active hostilities and to minimise the long-term socio-economic consequences that explosive remnants of war inflict on states affected by armed conflict. President, in the context of our work on Protocol 5, Ireland reiterates our strong condemnation of the Russian Federation's reported breaches of IHL in Ukraine, including attacks on civilians and civilian objects, and the consequent risk to civilians that will be posed by ERW for many years to come as a result